A half kilometer from Ground Zero, freezing drizzle falls on Pier 25 on the Hudson River, coating the ash and grit on the trucks, the cranes, and the waiting barges with a dull gray-black sheen. Already, 816,000 metric tons of waste have been transported here from Ground Zero, where the World Trade Centers once stood, offloaded onto barges, and shipped to the Fresh Kills landfill, 2 hours downriver. Mike Meese and Pete Gargano help maintain the pier.
Our job is to empty the trucks and put all that material into barges, separating the steel and the light debris.
What's it like? It sounds like really grueling work.
Well, it's the hours. The work is very mundane and repetitive and boring. We're working 7 days a week, 12 hours a day.
If we find any remains, we call the Port Authority, have them come in, we sort through everything and pull whatever we can find out, and hopefully we're finding someone's family member to help them out a little bit.
How is it to sort it out within yourself? I mean, it must be kind of emotional.
It gets to you, it does. But you just look at it that you're giving a family peace of mind. Whatever you're finding, it's something. You're giving them a little closure at least. And that helps. That helps a lot.
Have you seen any human remains?
Yes, I have.
A lower jaw, a hand.
You try not to think about it. That's the best way. I mean, you find things. I mean, you deal with it, you
know. What's the spirit among the co-workers? I mean, are people's energy flagging, or are they sort of still got the same resolution?
It changes on a day-to-day basis. Attitudes on the surface look pretty calm. There's a statement about a duck. On the surface, he's real calm, but underneath, he's paddling like hell. You know, so I think everybody's emotions are, you know, being thrown up and down, but also what we're actually here for. Sometimes we lose sight of that. And sometimes, you know, there's something in that load because you can smell it. And once you smell death, you never forget it.
A burly man, known to his working pals as Brooklyn Bridge Lou, logs trucks as they arrive from Ground Zero. He's been at the site since September 13th.
It gets a little more difficult as we go on because the horrendous extent of the damage that has been done here by the terrorists and the sheer magnitude of force of these buildings collapsing, thousands of people have literally have disintegrated, turned to powder. When you look around, you don't see any concrete. The only thing that's really survived is the steel. So it's very hollowed ground to me. This is sacred ground. Construction is pretty standard. You got to go to the bathroom, you piss where you stand. Over here, you don't. It's like pissing on your mother's grave. It doesn't happen here. Guys have a very profound respect for this area.
What makes it sacred?
Because these are people. These are my fellow Americans, my brothers, my sisters. These are mothers and fathers, daughters and children that are here.
Vinny Conti is a third-generation union truck driver with a tattoo covering most of his neck and arms. He's ready to drop another load of steel and rubble. Some of these loads weigh 60 tons or more.
Now the load's coming out.
Get the load.
That's it. That load came out nice and clean. Everything's different here, you know? Sometimes you got big beams, sometimes, you know, I mean, this isn't like one of those planned demolition jobs. It fell the way it fell, and that's it. I haven't had a normal dream since this happened.
Really? What kind of dreams do you have?
It's always something to do with this job, always something. It's not really long dreams. It's just I'll wake up in a panic real quick and I'll see a beam or something. It's nothing real detailed, you know? It's flashes, you know, and it sucks. And it's taking a toll on me. I mean, I can't wait to maybe one day again go back to the road work, normal stuff, and live somewhat of a normal life because I got a belly full of this. I mean, as a New Yorker, I feel like we've been raped. What happened here, besides as a country, what happened to us. And it's unbelievable. And I don't know if the New York will ever be the same after this. Now, I'm going to shut the tailgate of the trailer now.
Indeed, many workers here also grieve for the Twin Towers themselves. For Pete Gargano, this grief has turned to anger.
Angry? Oh, yeah, I'm definitely angry. That goes without saying, but you stand here and you look down and those aren't there anymore. The towers, you know, they were New York. Used to be a running joke. It was like you always knew where the end was because the two buck teeth at the end. You know, they were there. They were two big buck teeth. They're not there no more because a lunatic. Basically, is what the man is. everybody's like, oh, you know, the Muslims, this. It's not the Muslims. It's not the faith. It's that man. That man just used that as an excuse. And that bothers me a lot, that some people have, you know, it's the old thing. It's a knee-jerk reaction. Oh, they're all the same. No, they're not, because there's a lot of good ones.
Brooklyn Bridge Lou has also heard some racial scapegoating at the site and counsels tolerance.
It goes along with every other prejudice that we have. People have prejudices against you because you're black, because you're Jewish, because you're a woman, because you're a midget, because whatever. It shows you the absurdity of the human being, because when tragedy hits, it does not discriminate. It gets us all.
Nick Cantanella's experience working here since September 11th has made him more patriotic and more eager to use force against America's enemies.
Makes you stronger, makes you more aware of what we have in this country, and we want to protect it. The freedom, the liberty that we have. A lot of us haven't fought for it or earned it, but here we have to stand up for it and do what we have to do to protect it. September 11th, it was a bit worse than we ever thought. These people were massacred, and they were tortured. These people were tortured. We can never forget that. Never forget that there's a destruction, there's an evil out there that caught us blindsided. I'm sure everyone here wanted to be on the front lines with our military, the fight. We run scared, they're gonna keep coming at us. And America does not run scared. We have not built this country on running scared.
Other workers here take a more spiritual, even supernatural approach. Brooklyn Bridge Lou, who has been taking photographs at the site since September 13th, is intrigued by a photograph he says appears to be an angel touching the shoulder of a construction worker.
Listen, I'm 49 years old, and you know, when you get older, sometimes you think you're never gonna change, but I have changed. I've really, really changed. I'm a more profound person. I have a greater respect for human life. Sometimes you see some of the absurdities that human beings still continue to do to each other, and I don't understand. I really don't understand. But as we look back in time, we've always see that man, and pretty much only man, has done the things to each other that we do. Animals in the wild do it for survival. We do it out of what? Greed? Out of we're right, you're wrong, we want, you can't have, it's ours. The bottom line is this planet Earth, Mother Nature in the long run is going to win, because Mother Nature is going to take it all back.
The excavation and sorting through of the World Trade Center debris is expected to be completed later this year, many months ahead of schedule. For Dateline, this is Adam Phillips, near Ground Zero in New York.